Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then blue bump and get on top.
A glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your
pants. Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, everyone out in podcast land. This is Angela.
And this is Brad Ford.
And you're back here with us for another episode of By the By as we're all cooped up.
I hate it.
And quarantined and socially isolating and whatever we're all doing, not being social creatures that we are.
it sucks. Anytime that we are still working because we are, air quotes, essential. But anytime that we are not working, we're pretty much at home.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
It is so hard to go from our normal lives that are so social. We're always out and about. We're always around people. We're always going places and doing things or having people over. And even though we're still working, outside of that, there's nothing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you know, Skypes and FaceTimes and House Party, the app things. Like, there's a lot of online interactions with people. But it's just not the same. And I think we're all in the same boat with that one.
It's interesting. I find for me, the more I'm forced to be socially or physically isolated, I find the more I am socially isolating. So
less online interactions?
Yeah. Well, I'm still online, but I'm not putting anything out there. So for instance, like I can tell you, and our podcast listeners know that our Instagram feed has gone really quiet. I know I haven't posted things to Facebook lately. I've done a few retweets. And like the house party, it's a great idea, the app, but I find that I don't want to be on there. It's weird. It's the more I'm forced to be physically isolated, the more I socially isolate.
But that's you socially isolating.
Yeah.
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 It's not anybody forcing you to.
No, it's just that I don't want to see or talk to people that I can't be around.
You just sort of get into your own little bubble and keep insulating more and more and more. I feel like that's unhealthy.
Oh, I can tell you 100% it's not healthy. I didn't say it was a good practice to start. This isn't advice. I'm just saying it's just how I am.
I'm sure you're not the only one out there like that.
No, but so if you're out there like that, you're not alone.
Yeah. Find somebody to throw you a lifeline and force you to get out of your little bubble.
Yeah.
Out of your little head.
Yeah. I'm stuck in my little head.
Yeah.
Yeah, which it also goes on to talking about sex and whatnot. I don't know if it is the new puppy that we have or something, but I know that you and I aren't having nearly the amount of sex that we normally had before socially isolation. And again, it could be
but I think
because of work.
I was going to say, I think a lot of that's work.
We've both been working. You've been working 16-hour days. I've been working 10-hour days.
Yeah, I've been working 16-hour days, 7 days a week for weeks, and it's just exhausting. And yeah, it's like there's times it's like I need sex. I want sex. But it's going to have to be a quickie because I'm either going to fall asleep or we just don't have time for this.
And, yes.
And it sucks because I think about, like, you know, it would be, I mean, good and bad, but it would be great to be isolated here and to be able to have, like, all the sex all day long. But that's not reality for us at the moment. And it's, sex has really fallen by the wayside for us. And then we're not interacting with other people. And so, you know, while we're still touching and you know, here with each other, it's just... Yeah, it's just everything's kind of like dropped off immensely.
And boo.
It's just such a different world.
It is. I hate it.
Such a different world.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was Bradford when he lived in the U.S.
Yeah, I'm ready for people to be able to be around again and at least to be able to go to the club or, I don't know, just have that physical interaction.
Yeah.
Work to slow down so you and I can have sex.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I know.
Inconceivable.
I know.
So along with that, what you just said, that's a very good lead into what I have that we're going to talk about the first half of this podcast.
Yeah, so this is one that I actually have no idea what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Which is a complete flip from normal.
Look, I stumbled upon this website a little while ago, and I'm not going to say I like it, but these made me kind of laugh. And you know how you usually do the Urban Dictionary thing?
That we're no longer allowed to do, yes.
Yeah, that many listeners have said, no more.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do a version of that, only in reverse.
Okay.
It's not Urban Dictionary.
Good.
I know, right? This is from Bad
Girl.
What
is it, Suburban Thesaurus?
You're not the funny one.
I know.
This is from badgirlsbible.com. And it's a website that is, look, it's got orgasm guides and like a guide to anal and spicier sex guide and things like that, blowjob guides. So there's a lot of information here, and I'm going to say some of it is good, but this actually just made me laugh, and it may just be how... Well, we'll just jump into it.
Okay,
let's go. And I think part of it's my problem, not the website's problem. So these are dirty talk phrases for building sexual tension.
All right.
And if podcast listeners out there are like me, when I hear most dirty talk, I giggle.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't turn me on. I find it kind of silly most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, if we weren't at this is for building sexual tension.
Okay, right.
If we weren't at this party and these people weren't around, I would jump you right now. So,
that's a lot of caveats.
It really is. That's what I thought.
Like, let's lead this like really sexy thought with all these ifs, ands, buts, and caveats.
Yeah.
And then by the time you actually get to what you want to say, they're trying to figure out what scenario do I need to create to make whatever the fuck it is happen.
I mean, arguably, if we weren't at this party, wouldn't these people not be around?
Well, what if you're at, like, a pub or a different party or a nightclub?
I just think about you because you're like, I'll just jump you while all these people are around.
Yeah, I mean, we're at a party. Surely it's okay, right?
So this, and arguably, this is probably for more vanilla people.
Sure, yeah.
So, number two.
Right.
I'm not going to go through all of these because just in this section, there's 31 for building sexual tension.
That's a lot of building of sexual tension.
There is. What would you say if I asked you to go down on me right now?
Fuck yes.
Well, so I guess those two, first one and two, don't go together.
Right.
And remember, this is the lady.
Right,
this,
okay.
I mean, I guess these are for men too. They're non-gendered. But it does seem like, yeah.
Okay, so we're building sexual tension. What would you say if I asked you to go down on me?
Yeah. And then jumping ahead, I'm going to drain your balls tonight. If you ever said that to me, I couldn't stop giggling.
I would have to say that is neither sexy, but that would not build the sexual tension with me.
Can you try to say it sexily?
May I read it, please?
Yes, number four.
I'm going to drain your balls tonight. No, because all I picture is somebody putting a needle in and aspirating your balls.
Oh, God.
That's what I think. Drain. Drain is not a good word. Drain. Do not use drain in dirty talk.
Oh, my God, you do. You drain cysts.
Yes. Yeah. Don't use that word in dirty talk.
Oh, God. Okay. Whew. Okay. Now, this one you have said to me. And I've managed to not giggle, it's still...
What is it?
I need to feel you inside me.
Yes, and I will say that I have said that more commonly if there has been a lot of foreplay, a lot of lead up, and I am dripping wet, and I'm like, I need this cock inside me right now. Then yeah, I have said that. You're correct. And you did not giggle.
I managed to not giggle.
Yes. I've even said it multiple times and I've never heard you giggle at
No,
it.
But there is always in my head, okay. I mean, so the next time you
the
say it...
The proper answer is yes, mistress.
The next time you say it, just remember, in my most goofy voice, Goofy from Disneyland, I'll be like, all right.
Yes. You don't want me to picture that because then I'll come back with a Disney thing.
Yeah. No. Okay, so this one I've heard people say it to other people, never to me. Okay. Thank God. Nobody has ever fucked me like you do. Like, I hate that because, one, that means that that poor person, that could be a compliment and that could not be a compliment.
I was going to say, it could be good or it could be bad. Yeah. Nobody's ever fucked me like you do is either you're really good, you're really bad, you're just average. I don't know what it actually means.
Yeah. Nobody's ever fucked me like you do. You mean most people don't use WD-40 in a cucumber? Correct.
But also, like, everybody is different and everybody does fuck differently. And so that is a fair statement, but it doesn't really, it's not a big turn on for me.
I'm also going to say for people listening, like, we are kind of making fun of these. If these are things that would turn you on, then fucking that's amazing. Just don't use them on us.
And I will say as well that, I mean, we should preface all of this by saying we're not big dirty talk people. No. The only time I really do any much at all is if we're pegging.
Yes.
And even that is very select.
It's so, very direct. So, this is all kind of...
So for us, dirty talk is a bit more of a funny thing. It is more to lighten the mood. It's not really something that we take very seriously. But there are a lot of people out there who love it.
So, and my problem is things like this. Even when you're in a bad mood, I want to fuck you.
That's actually on there.
It's number 8.
Wow.
Even when you're in a bad mood, I want to fuck you.
I think it'd actually be better if it said, even when you're an asshole, I still want to fuck you.
Even that sounds horrible.
Because a bad mood, whatever. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to mark you as mine tonight. Remember that time I peed on you?
Oh, yeah, the puppy did that too.
I should have said that.
Yeah, the puppy did that.
Yeah.
Mm. Actually, so. The puppy didn't do that. Our puppy's really good.
I was going to say, do I have to re-pee on you to assert my dominance?
I don't know. He's actually never marked us.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good. Yeah.
And then some of these, like, I like because you've said things similar to, but not quite this far.
Okay.
When we get home, I'm going to make you orgasm so hard. So, like... To me, this sounds like someone who just graduated from sex ed class trying to write. Like, nobody says that. Like, you might say, like, when we get home, I'm going to make you come so hard. Yes, I'm going to make you orgasm so hard. Rarely do I hear dirty talk and clinical language.
Because orgasm is clinical.
Yeah. So my advice to people out there, if you're going to use dirty talk, don't use clinical language. Don't use penis. Don't use vagina.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be your semen whore. I want to be your cum slut.
All right, that's fair.
See?
Yeah. I like that distinction.
I should put that on a t-shirt.
I know.
I don't want to be your semen whore. I want to be your cum slut.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to break you tonight. I actually don't dislike that.
I don't dislike that.
But it has to be said in the right way.
Yeah.
Because if you said it, I might be afraid. Because I might think that you're literally
going to... But if you said it, I would take that as a challenge and I would be very offended.
Okay, so maybe that one's not so good.
I mean, it's good for a lot of people, but...
So, then you've got, if these people weren't here, I'd be on my knees with your cock in my mouth. Well, let's go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
We've done that. We've gone to bathrooms and restaurants and whatnot and had sex.
Yeah.
So, like...
And if... I mean, depending on where you are...
Let's put your money where the mouth is.
Well, I was saying, depending on...
Where your money is?
Where you are, if you're, like, at a friend's house or with people that you like, why not just do it with them there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give a class.
Yeah, exactly. This is how you do it.
I mean, and some of these are good for building tension again. I love it when you wear tight clothes. That's nice because you're thinking about them. Guess what color my panties are? That, I think, is brilliant.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love that.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen them, guess. And then play games and, like...
And if they get it right, if they get it wrong, and
I
like that.
That's good.
That's a good one.
I wore these panties just for you. That's another really good one I like.
Especially if you don't usually wear panties, then that's a really good one.
Yes. Tonight is going to be a lot of fun. I think that's great as well.
Mm. Yeah. I guess what I'm getting from this is that you and I... don't like it too explicit or too clinical. We like a bit of a tease and a bit of a suggestion, but not a direct statement and not like a full all out, this is what's going to happen, this is what I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. And for me, this next one is again, quite good. Tonight we're going to do what I want to do, but don't worry, it's going to be a lot of fun. I like that. That's good. It leaves some imagination.
There's a bit of mystery.
You know, there's a power play there that you know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. That's good. The next one, I'm going to make you scream and shout tonight. What you're gonna unplug and hide the power cable to the television?
no, I'm going to take away all of the Xbox, PlayStations, Nintendos, all the
It says scream and shout, not cry toys. Like a wee baby. and then mark you.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so that was all building sexual tension.
Right, okay.
Now...
So we've got our sexual tension built.
Yes.
We're all ready to go.
Yes.
Then what do? We get more wine.
We get more wine.
I would like some too, please.
Okay, now that I've poured wine mostly all over your pants.
Wait, is that a pickup line as well? Do you want to lick my? Do you want to lick the wine off my pants?
I want to make you look like you're spotting. It's red wine, people. Red wine.
Yeah.
Okay, so dirty talk phrases for intense sex. Ooh. Do you know what the difference is between intense sex and regular sex?
One's in a circus.
You're right, up top.
Yes.
Okay. if you don't know that joke, let's have sex in the, like we're having sex in the circus. Fucking intense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's great.
It's a great one.
Lovely
dad joke.
I just want to be your little fuck doll.
Mm.
So.
I like that, but I'm not going to say it makes it intense, but it does make me intrigued.
Would you like it if I said that
to you?
I
want you to be my little fuck doll.
Really? Because, like, my thing is, if you're my little fuck doll, I'm basically going to lay you on the bed, put porn over your face, and then fuck you, get up, clean myself off, and then wash you under warm water and put you back under the bed.
Oh, no, because I tell my fuck dolls what to do.
Oh.
And they must
obey. Do they do it?
Yes.
Wow. How do you get a fleshlight to do that? I guess most of your fuck dolls have power switches.
I should say human fuck dolls.
Oh, fair enough. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Okay. So then we've got, I love it when you fuck me like a slut, which I don't really, I don't really like that.
No.
I don't know.
I'm not a
don't see slut as a bad word.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the word slut in dirty talk. I don't mind the word slut and I don't mind to call myself a slut. But at the same time, like when it comes to dirty talk, it just, it doesn't enter my lexicon.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Fuck me like you mean it.
Do you ever not mean it? I mean, come on.
That to me would be the biggest insult because I would be so overthinking it. Mm. Wait, do I not fuck her like I mean I mean it?
What
like,
do I have to do to make like what do I have to do to mean it?
Yeah, it's like what's the difference?
Yeah.
I don't want to feel my face or hands after you're done with me.
Wait, what?
Am I supposed to break your spine?
I feel like I need to channel Mrs. H on this one. Wait, what?
Wait, what?
I can't do it with the Mrs. Doubtfire accent.
I can't feel me bloody hands.
So what is that? I don't want to feel my face or my hands?
After you're done with me. I don't get that. The next one I like.
Wait, is it because you're tied up and they're like mouth fucking you?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
I want to taste your cum. I like that.
Yeah.
But then I would feel a lot of pressure over meaning I have to orgasm.
But you're gonna orgasm more than likely.
Potentially, but not always.
Fair.
Now I like this one. Taste me. That's nice. Oh, I like that. And there's something hot about like you touching yourself and then putting your fingers in my mouth. There's something hot about that.
Yes.
I like that. I don't want to be able to walk tomorrow, so fuck me harder. I think in today's physical isolation, that's fine because you don't really have to walk anywhere. You don't have to go to work tomorrow. You can just lay in bed, so that's all right.
I think the problem for me is it's not the concept with that one. It is the fact that it is so, I don't know, literally, grammatically laid out. Like, I don't want to be able to walk tomorrow, so fuck me harder. It's not like, I guess I would expect it to be a bit more of like, fuck me harder, I don't want to walk tomorrow. Like, it would be a bit more of like that
You
intense,
want a semicolon.
Yeah. I want that intensity. I want the, like, the kind of like the pop to it. I don't want to be like, well, I would not like to be able to walk tomorrow, so would you please fuck me harder, sir? Oh. Like, it just doesn't.
Hello! My name's Mrs. H.
I guess when it comes to dirty talk, proper sentences are not always required.
Agreed. I know these next two I would never hear come out of your mouth. Degrade me, number 10.
Yeah, no.
Use me is number 11.
Mm.
Fuck me like you own me.
Mm.
Some of these I don't...
But for some people, that's really a
thing.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I'm not going to yuck someone's yum, but geez.
I was going to say, I'm happy to hear that from someone, but I will not be saying it.
This one's a nice one. You're going to make me come. Cool.
Yeah.
This one seems weird.
True story.
Fuck my cunt. It just doesn't sound like that would roll off.
Wait. This was written by an Australian, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
Because nobody else uses cunt like that.
Fill me up. If I hear that, I'd start singing. Why don't you fill me up? Fill me up in my cunt, in your cunt, baby, like you know I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this part of your
my
musical?
Balls are blues. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I want to fall asleep with you inside me. You actually have said that before, and we have done that.
I have said that because we were both fucking exhausted, yeah. And we had finished having sex, and it was like, this feels so good, and we're all going to pass out, so yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember coming, and then that's all I remember. The yeah. next thing you know, I had to get up at 3, take the puppy out, and mm-hmm. then you were like, something, you got up too, and you're like, it's dripping down my legs. So I was like, what is? And you were like, you know.
Yeah, true story.
Something that I've only heard you say maybe once, deeper.
Mm. Yeah.
You often say, you'll say harder.
I'll say harder.
But not deeper.
Yeah. 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 I'm trying to think of like why that might be, but yeah, it just is.
Another thing that I actually do like to hear, but you would never say.
What is that?
Pull my hair and slap me. I've had one partner say that to me, and I was like, huh, all right. this is weird. I can do it. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. I think we've been through the whole hair pulling thing. Not my thing. Yeah. Especially now. I mean, you still can, but.
I want to hear you scream my name when you come. That has never been a thing for me. You do mm-hmm. use my name. I rarely use your name. It's not a thing that I think of doing.
I do use your name, but I never scream it.
No, God, no.
Yeah. It's more just I'll use it in a phrase or a sentence or something or whatever. But, yeah. And even that's pretty rare, really. Yeah. But I will say there are those moments when you first start, like, fucking somebody and you're about to say a name, and then there's that pause of like, shit, is it the right name? Do I have... And it's like, I have to think about this first, just to make sure.
Have you ever called someone the wrong name?
Not when fucking, no. I have stopped myself before saying a name, just because I wasn't positive, and it's like... And there's that moment of like...
You turn around and you're like, who's back there?
Well, it's either you say it or you don't say it, so I've stopped before you... You know, just like, yeah. You catch it just in time to where it's not awkward yet. But no, I've never actually said a wrong name when fucking someone. So I try to like really stop and think if I'm not positive and make sure.
That's
or just not say a name.
That's so funny. I love mm-hmm. that.
But so there have been those moments where you're like, okay, yeah, okay, I can say this. Yeah. Does it like a half second pause?
So do you use a pronoun or a
like a modifier? Or
yeah,
something?
Or like a name yeah. instead, like because like you're doing it good, buddy.
Depends on if I've already started to be like. Like, if there's a, like, yeah. start of something out of your mouth, then it might be, like, you know, babe or whatever, something.
Okay.
So, there's something. But if I haven't actually started to, like, make
I'm not your buddy, pal. I'm not your pal, friend. I'm not your friend, buddy.
But if I haven't started to make any kind of a noise or whatever, then it's just, like, just cut it off there. Just, that's it. No. Like, fuck me harder, period.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever said the wrong name to
someone? No, because I don't say people's names. It always feels awkward. Like, even when we're having sex, I'm like, yeah, do you like that, Angela? And it always comes off as a question, but like, because I think, like, do you like that isn't a question. It's a statement. Like,
fair.
Because you don't, I don't know.
Maybe, actually, you like that is more of a statement.
Yeah. Well,
then
it is.
Do you?
I know, I understand that do you like that as written would have a question mark. But when you say it during sex, it rarely has a question mark. You know, it's like, do you like that?
Come slut.
Come slut. Do you like that, orgasm whore?
This is why you don't dirty talk.
I'm so bad. Like, I'd be the guy that's fucking and be like, there you go. And then, or if you said that to me, there you go. And I'd be like, there, there, or there. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
So. Let's move past those during sex phrases and move on to dirty talk phrases to keep him thinking about you. And I'm going to say these could also be her as well, because
sure.
I think these are gender free or should be.
Okay.
Most of these I actually like. Most of these it advises to be sent as text messages.
Okay.
There's only one part of this first one I don't like, but still. I get where they're coming from because they're coming from a female sending to a male. I feel so small when you wrap your arms around me. I miss this so much. If you had just said, I love when you wrap your arms around me, I miss that so much.
But admittedly, you could say that to most bears and stuff.
I could.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I could say that to the gentleman.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah.
Because I do feel small and it's nice. I just did that thing with my neck where it's
yeah, you
it,
did.
It squeaked. I don't know why my neck squeaked. Sometimes my legs get weak when you kiss me. I like that too. That's sweet.
It is sweet. It seems a bit cheesy and old-fashioned, but I get it.
I love it. If you said that to me, I'd be like, aww. Just thinking about you makes me so damn wet. You've actually said that to me.
Except they spelled damn wrong. They spelled it like an actual, like, water dam.
Yeah, but it is a beaver down there.
Yeah.
It's a beaver dam. Mm.
It's not how it's supposed to be spelled.
Look, Bad Girls Bible is not Bad Girls Thesaurus. Nor is it Bad Girls Dictionary.
Dictionary.
I miss your cock. That's one that'd be like, yeah, well, what about me?
Pretty sure I've said that to you.
You have, and then I've responded, what about Bradford? This is why we have Clona Willy.
That's true, yeah.
And I like this as a text. If we could only have sex in one position for the rest of our lives, what would it be? And I kind of like that. That's a nice text.
Does group sex count as a position?
Oh my god, of course. Like, if you responded with someone else. Damn, Angela! Bitch, be cold! If we could have sex for the rest of our life only in one position, what would it be?
Doggy.
Mine too!
Yep.
It's like our favorite position, both of us, and yet it's probably the least one that we do. What do you think is our most common position?
These days, I would say the lazy sideways one. Overall in our relationship, probably not, but...
Yeah. I think I know what my guess is overall in our relationship. It's close, but I think I know which one it is.
I think cowgirl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're almost always on top.
Yeah.
And occasionally, I'd say the close second would be missionary.
Yeah.
But then...
Cowgirl's probably number one
We should, because the month is starting, we should start with, come April 1st, we'll do a...
Come
April 1st. We'll
does
do
April
a,
always come first? It just,
yes, she does. Because that's just polite.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we'll do a little tally and see.
Okay. Keep track. Yeah.
I masturbated about you last night. That's nice. Kind of an odd thing to say, but I mean, like...
Okay, wait. The way you ran that together, I thought that that's nice was part of it.
I masturbated about you last night. That's nice. Oh, that's nice.
It's like, wow. Way to, like, really... Bring that one down.
Hashtag romance. Oh my god. Okay. Still feeling sore after last night. I'm okay with that one too. No person would ever say that about me, and I'm okay with that.
Unless they didn't use lube.
Oh my god. Still feeling sore after last night. Please, next time, please use more lube. Because that's nice. Okay, this one bothers me.
All right.
Because again, this is one that you would text. And maybe we just have too good of a relationship, which I'm not trying to rub our relationship in people's faces, but come on.
What are we texting? Come on.
I think you're the only guy who can make me angry and horny at the same time. Do I make you angry and horny at the same time?
No.
Okay. Do I make you one or the other?
I mean, I guess if you have a rocky relationship, or if you have a relationship where you do have more kind of arguments and disagreements and stuff, then I would get that. Like, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because you have arguments and disagreements doesn't mean it's a bad relationship. It just, you know, just means you have a lot more excitement. So, you know.
This one.
But we don't really do. We don't do that much.
I can still taste you. If you ever text me that, I will bring scope home. Like, listen, listen, babe, drink some water.
Wait, wait, is it like spicy things where if you have a bit of milk?
Oh, God. That's right. Just gargle warm milk. Ugh. This one makes me laugh. Don't send me this one either. I want to be your lady on the streets and your freak between the sheets.
Wow. I mean, I get it. I kind of like it. It's kind of weird.
No, if you
I don't know how I feel about it.
Ugh.
Okay, see, I guess that one I would not really put in writing. That's more of one of those, like, cheesy ones I would say to you, like, face-to-face, and then give you a goofy grin. But it's not, like, a... It's not a serious one, I don't feel like.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. I never thought I would meet someone that gets me so goddamn aroused. And again, God has built a dam, much like the Hoover. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I guess if you're going to have a dam that's a God's dam, the Hoover Dam would be God's dam.
It's a
big damn dam.
At least this bad girl's Bible is consistent with how they spell.
Yeah, fair enough.
Consistency is important. Good or bad, it's...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
It's important.
And then this last one, don't ever send to me, both because of the grammar issues within the sentence and because it's not you. I'm supposed to working, but all I can think about is you dominating me.
Hold on, hold on. Say that again.
I'm supposed to working.
Is there a period, a comma, anything there?
It's a comma.
Okay.
I'm supposed to working, comma, but all I can think about is you dominating me. Which does sound like something I would text, because sometimes I don't read my text before I send my text.
It's true. Yeah.
But you should be working. You shouldn't just working.
Mm-hmm.
You just fucking texted that to
me. Yeah, I did.
Anybody who heard that doo-doo-doo, that it was fucking Angela. I got a text from Angela. It says, I'm supposed to working, but all I can think about is you dominating me. I feel like I should screenshot this.
Wait, wait, wait. I also like the text before that.
This is your...
So, reading backwards through Bradford's
reading text. Backwards through my text. The text before I'm supposed to working, but all I can think about is you dominating me, from Angela, was, this is your warning to do it in the next 17 minutes before I get home. Smiley face. Reading backwards, it's the oh my god face emoji for me, and then nope for me, and we'll just stop right there. We'll let people imagine what was happening.
Yeah,
this is your warning to do it in the next 17 minutes before I get home. Smiley face. Okay, so yeah, that is dirty talk and things you can say that we've made fun of from Bad Girls Bible. Go check them out, badgirlsbible.com. Like I said, it's not all terrible.
No, it's not. And absolutely, if it's your thing and if you like any of the things that we've mentioned or said here, that's great.
Yes.
It's just, we're just not big Dirty Talk people.
No.
Yeah.
But they do have things like how to have Skype sex.
Which is really important right now.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
And like, it, and they've got some good advice. And maybe in future podcasts we'll discuss with us being so isolated right now.
And I have a feeling that that's going to go on for a number of weeks, perhaps month, a couple months, who knows.
Look, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, folks, but I'm going to say it right now. It's at least 2 months. Quite possibly, quite realistically, 3.
And depending on how good people are at isolating, and the longer we're terrible at it, which, I mean, I'm pretty sure that everybody in the world has seen the picture of Bondi Beach after they told people to socially isolate.
Fucking cunts.
So as long as Sydney continues to be really bad at it, we're going to have to do it for longer.
Yes.
But they did lock us down further. I've seen a big difference on the street.
Yeah.
So that's important. That's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so now we have a quick break, and then one of the folks that we interviewed for the X Awards.
Yeah.
So stick around.
Angela.
Yes.
Do you like sex toys?
I love sex toys.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you wish you could have more sex toys?
Always.
Do you wish you could have a sex toy at 50% off?
That's even better, yes.
With that sex toy, do you wish that you could have 6 videos on demand that you could watch and use these sex toys with?
Absolutely.
With those, that 50% off sex toy.
Oh my god, it gets better.
And the videos on demand.
Uh-huh.
Do you wish that whoever you purchase these sex toys from would just throw 6 items in there? Maybe something for you, maybe something for me, maybe something for both of us?
That would be amazing.
Can
that happen? Is that a thing?
It does happen.
Yeah.
And you know how
it happens?
And where
does it, how does it happen? Where does it happen?
If you Google or type in in your Google box, adamandeve.com, you'll go to adamandeve.com, find an item that you like, put in the coupon code by the by, B-Y-T-H-E-B-I, you get all that. And the one thing that turns you on more than anything else.
Free shipping.
Free shipping.
Yep.
Yeah, so if you go to adamandeve.com and you use the coupon code by the by, that's B-Y-T-H-E-B-I, you'll get everything we've already talked about.
Yeah.
And that should make you happy.
Yay. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Easy orgasms for you, easy orgasms for your partner, you know.
And all kinds of fun for everybody.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's do it. Let's go.
Let's do it. All right. Yeah. To the internet.
And we're back. So we have an interview for you coming up with, fancy, yes, with Malibu from Diva's Den and Delicious Entertainment. So they were the X Award winners for Adult Party Planners / Agency.
Cool.
And they were also runners-up for Adult Retail Store.
Yes.
And this was an interesting one because, for me anyway, very much because of where they're located.
Yes.
Because they're in far north Queensland.
God's land.
Just goes to prove that, I mean, you know, we all have needs, we all have wants, we all need entertainment, and everywhere, no matter where you are.
Yes.
And it's clearly working, and they're doing a great job at it, and they're now award-winning, which is amazing.
Yay!
So, it's good.
So, sit back, relax, and enjoy our interview with Malibu. Hello, and welcome. We are here with Malibu, over the phone, over the technology.
Yes.
Malibu is the proprietor, and you won for Adult Party Planners and Agency, is that correct? For the X Awards this year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and then I also got runner-up best retail shop with my adult store.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's great.
Yay.
A double whammy.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Excellent.
So the party planning side, that is Delicious Entertainment, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And then what's the adult store side?
That's the Diva's Den.
Diva's Den. Diva's Ooh, Den. I like the name.
I do too. That's a great name.
Diva's Den.
And where you're in Brisbane, is that correct?
No.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm based in
Mackay. That's right. Angela and I even discussed that, Mackay, because admittedly, as you can tell, we're not from around these parts, and neither one of us could remember exactly where Mackay is.
I had to look it up on the map.
I had to look it up on the map.
I looked on the map, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
So And I'm assuming your shop is out of Mackay, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We're in the city, in Wood Street in the city.
Excellent.
And then it's sort of an office and base for the adult entertainment agency as well, and somewhere that people can go to make their bookings and pay deposits and stuff like that.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what kind, and I know this might sound silly, but what kind of entertainment do you typically specialize in? Is it more like hens and bucks things?
Yeah, mostly the females, like female strippers. And then I have a lot of waitressing jobs, like, you know, in pubs and venues where we sell raffle tickets or, you know, do drink service.
Oh, awesome.
And then, yeah, I service kind of the Mackay area, and then we go out to the mines as well, like out to Blackwater, Moura, Thierry, and Dysart, Middlemount.
Okay.
So, yeah, we get out and about.
Wow.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing this, and how long has the company been around?
This year is our 25th year.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's quarter of a century. And, sanity's awesome. Still intact.
Oh my God, I've been with my company for like just over 10 years and my sanity is hanging on by a thread.
At times, yes, it's barely there. But
how did you get into this?
Yeah. Well, I was a dancer myself, and I started out as a lingerie waitress. We always, you know, I'll never take my pants off, and then I'll never do the, you know, look at everyone's stuff. Then the money lures you in. But yeah, I danced myself and then started the agency in 1995.
Okay.
And then I was dancing, so it was quite hectic. Like, you know, when I was dancing myself, and we used to be all of us in car, you know, driving off to the middle of nowhere all the time to do shows and stuff. But it was so much fun, but a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then I got sick, and I got diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
And told I couldn't dance anymore. So I started the shop, and that's how that came in.
The toy shop, not the...
Yeah, okay. The Diva's Den. Okay. Yeah.
Diva's Den.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, initially the Diva's Den was just going to be more so because I was selling costumes and stuff to the girls who worked for me, and it was just all happening out of my house. I didn't really have the intention of an adult shop to begin with. It was just more so an office and, you know, booking office and somewhere to have the costumes, so I didn't have to have the girls all traipsing through my house every second day. And then we sort of had, we'd get the signs written, and then we had a lot of people knocking on our door. And I realized then I'm going to have to find something to sell these people, or they're going to drive us insane.
Well, I mean, it is a great name.
Yes.
Yeah.
And clearly there's a need.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
And so, it stemmed from there. But yeah, I never thought I'd find something else that I loved as much as I do the adult entertainment agency. And yeah, it's been very interesting, the shop, very interesting to say the least.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
So I have to admit, you were talking about packing up the car and going into Inner Australia. I had that image of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, just a bunch of sexy people getting in a vehicle and driving into the inner workings of the country.
The depths of the country.
The depths of the country.
Yeah, that's it. And look, we're talking about the days before GPS, and where you could just punch an address into your phone and it would tell you where to go. We're talking paper maps, and look, strippers as a rule, female strippers, look, I've never met a whole lot of them that are great with a paper map. Most of them probably wouldn't even know what that was these days.
Think anybody does. I think there's so many children that are going to be growing up and not being able to ever use a paper map if they lose their GPS.
Look, I still can't either.
My gosh, I'm imagining the stories you could tell. You need to write a book.
I know.
It's definitely something, if I ever got the time, you know, I'm so busy all the time, but
So the X Awards, were you able to go down to Melbourne for the X Awards?
I was there. I went along with I've got a guy who used to dance for me in the Mackay area who's based in Melbourne now.
Okay.
So he came along, and a couple of the girls who worked for me as well. So we made a bit of a night of it.
Nice. Excellent.
Cool. That sounds fun.
As we hear, it was amazing fun. So do you have any, I know they did the media wall and all of that. Do you have any highlights of the night that you'd like to talk about?
Look, it was, yeah, it was definitely a good night all round. But look, I more so, to be honest, I, at my age and with my arthritis, I've located this couch that was near the front of the stage and sort of sidled my way in there and that perched myself up. And so was more so spectating. But my male stripper, like, got quite drunk and, look, he was hilarious. And there was someone there that was making all, like, balloon animals and stuff.
Yes.
And hats and everything out of balloons anyway. So every 5 seconds, Gage would come back with a different balloon thing going on. Like, yeah, it was quite funny. He's in just about every second photo from the night in his pink suit, I think.
Oh, I remember him. Okay, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. He's hard to forget.
Oh, my gosh. That is epic. That is so good.
That's fantastic.
So were you surprised when you won?
Yeah, yeah, I was definitely. I was already sitting down, so I didn't. but no, look, if anything, I was in the toilet. Well, you know, I didn't want to give up my seat on the couch at all, but, you know, I can only hold it so long. So, and I was in the second half of the evening that my award was announced. Uh-huh. And yeah, so when I was in the toilet, so I quickly had to race back up there.
that's great. I love it.
But yeah, it was a good night, and everyone was dressed right up. It was good to see everyone all in the one place too. And you don't ever meet a lot of the industry people, especially when you're like me up in North Queensland, right. Sort of isolated to a degree, you know.
Yeah,
it's funny because we've talked to a lot of the other winners, and I think one of the things that a lot of them have in common is that the networking was such a great night for networking. And like you said, I think it's a very isolated industry, and where there's not a lot of, I don't want to say cross-pollination, but at least cross-talk between folks. Or it can be, Or you only talk to the people in your region. And I can imagine being regional, there's not a lot of opportunity for you to chat with folks in the industry.
And I can imagine it's a good time as well, not just to network within the industry, but to kind of let people know and get the name out there a bit more and a bit further afield.
Yeah, that's it. And good too, to be able to, like, you know, when we ever do have industry functions, usually that's it. It's for, like, you know, the retail shop sector. So it was good to be able to see, you know, people from all the different, you know, adult industries that there are. Because, yeah, we definitely don't have a lot to do. And because of Queensland, there's a lot of, you know, the laws are very strict here, and there's a lot of things that are going on in other parts of Australia that just aren't allowed here. So, yeah, it's definitely eye-opening for me to get away. I feel like a little bit of a country hick, you know, like sitting on the couch, big-eyed, looking at everybody. But, yeah, it's very interesting.
That is interesting, and it's you know, you brought up a point that I often forget, is that the laws are so different from state to state to territory with the sex industry. I always forget that. I don't understand it necessarily.
I would also say that we think of that, of the laws being different, more in relation to, I would say, escorts and that type of thing. But, you know, I wouldn't have necessarily thought about how it affects the broader entertainment industry and, like, agencies. And when you have, you know, girls, the waitresses and things like that. But at the same time, I can see where some of the laws might influence and impact that a bit.
Yeah, definitely. And then that's it. You've got to make sure that you're updated and all this stuff all the time. But in Queensland, it is quite strict, you know, like, you need a special permit to be able to do adult entertainment, you know, in a licensed premises. And that's why all the venues that we usually work at are just, we're just doing topless waitressing or lingerie or skimpy, you know.
Yeah, interesting.
But yeah.
That's cool.
So, I'm assuming that you're leveraging your win to try to boost excitement for the business. And I know we've seen the badging on your website and whatnot. Are you seeing an increase? Has winning the X Award, is that something that's helped you and the business?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it definitely hasn't hurt it. that's it. You know, it's been a good way to be able to meet people from, and then stay in contact with, you know, with the power of social media these days.
Yeah.
It's been a great way to be able to stay in contact with other people too, and be able to keep updated on what, you know, what's going on with them. So yeah, it was definitely, and then as far as the business goes, yeah, it was, and because we're from up, you know, in North Queensland, not a lot of people even realize that these things exist, you know, that there is competitions and stuff like that that we can enter. Like, so it was, you know, definitely, yeah, everyone in town was excited when I put it on social media for sure. Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great. I love it. Get the town behind you.
That's right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
How big is Mackay?
Oh, well, you have to ask me hard questions like that.
No, you don't have to have the answer.
It's quite big. No, look, it's not as big as Townsville.
Okay.
But then it's, look, if I was sitting at my computer instead of in my leather recliner chair right now, I would be able to Google this quickly.
I will say, I just Googled it just because you had me curious after saying it wasn't as big as Townsville. It's 125,000 people, roughly.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. That's a pretty good size.
I was going to say, I have at least heard of it, and in fact, I didn't know exactly where it was. That's good. Yeah.
And then, look, within probably a, say, 200-kilometer radius of Mackay, you've got all of the mines. I mean, that's pretty much what everyone is in Mackay for, is we're all here chasing that mine money, you know.
Okay.
Because there's, you know, so many mines within a short distance of here. So Mackay is sort of the base for people coming in and out to go to work, and I mean, a lot of them fly in and fly out to Brisbane or wherever these days as well, but the majority of them are here in Mackay.
Okay.
And that's and I know you said that that's one of your businesses. Is that the majority of the business? Is that sending the ladies out towards the mines and whatnot
and serving the mines?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a large portion of it, but otherwise just around Mackay. I mean, look, like anywhere really, like, people are getting married every day.
Good point.
And then some of them will get divorced and then come around again and then even go, like, there's no limit to how many times you can do it anyway. But what is constant in every single scenario is the stripper. So yeah, it's a tradition, you know, it's a tradition.
Yeah. Well, admittedly, Angela, I'm number three for her. She's number two for me. And for our, we did a shared hens bucks night where we went to a strip club that had both men and women. So. So you are absolutely correct is what I'm saying.
Yeah. It happens every time.
Yeah. And then because it's, you know, because there's so many places that are just a little bit out of Mackay, you know, like the center of the city. And then these days, with, you know, you can't drink and drive or everything else. So that's the other beauty of the stripper, is that they come to you. So you don't have to go anywhere, and you can sit out, you know, 10, 15 minutes out of town and not have to do a thing or go anywhere.
That sounds nice. Yeah. Sounds like a good,
that sounds pretty easy.
I'm okay with that. So tell us a little more about your store. How big of a store is the Diva's Den?
Look, it's a little, it's not a huge, that's probably our biggest problem, is lack of space, you know, because there's so many things that we want to have in there, but we've only got sort of limited space. But it's almost like a TARDIS. It doesn't look as big from the outside, but then when you go in, it just goes back and then it goes back again. So I think it was about four or five separate offices when I got it, and then I've just slowly knocked all the walls out and, made it into a one big section, and then there's another big section out the back. So, but yeah, it's quite cozy. And then pink, you know, pink.
So do you have both adult toys there and lingerie? Do you have outfits and things as well?
Oh, definitely. Okay. And shoes, and a lot of shoes as well, because that's it. With the adult agency, like, I'm, you know, catering to look after the girls. You know, that's where it all sort of started from. So, lingerie, shoes, and then heaps of novelty stuff too, like Bucks and Hens party novelties, games, toys, movies, magazines. So, quite a lot of stuff crammed into one small little building.
That's awesome. I love the one-stop shops. Those are always the most fun.
I know.
And it's funny because Angela and I joke about it, and I don't know if you're the same way, is we go to a new city, for some reason we have to go into the sex shops. Rarely do I see something new, but I need to go in and see how it's set up and see how it is.
And you never know what you're going to find.
No.
So that's always the fun part.
Yeah.
And look, there's that much stuff that is on offer these days, like, for the stores to stock, you know, like, you could, that's why, you know, there is so many shops and they're all able to stay open, because they can all have completely different ranges of stock. And then there's still other stuff again that, you know, that they haven't got. So there's new stuff being released, you know, as we speak, and every minute. It's just, And it's the technology, talking about the technology as we were before, the advances in technology with the toys. It's, it's out of control.
Yeah, it really is.
It's pretty amazing.
It is something that we were discussing just earlier today about VR, virtual reality porn.
Yeah.
And where it's going and how much fun it is to experience.
Well, I was at one of the Melbourne Sexpo. There was the virtual reality machine there. And look, I didn't go in it myself, but I was standing right next to there waiting for my friend where these other two fellas were in it. And like, they were making a lot of noise. And they were like, wow, my God. It's almost like they forgot where they were and thought it was just them.
It is very easy to do. It's
just get sucked into that environment.
Yeah. And again, when you look at the toys, like some of the automatic masturbators and the automatic dildos now, the thrusting dildos, it is amazing how real they all feel.
They're very realistic, and then this the texture of them too is so, like, it's very nice to feel. A lot of this, especially a lot of this new silicone toys and stuff, like, they do feel just so soft and lovely. As opposed to sticky, where a lot of, you know, back in the day toys used to be very sticky, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, we've gotten a few dildos more recently that, like you said, they just feel so real. And they're my favorites because I just want to sit and pet them. They just feel so good.
They're so, like, almost like powdery. It's silky, powdery smooth, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who needs a puppy? We have a giant dildo.
Look, puppies are always good as well. But
well, yes.
I see where you're coming from.
The podcast always turns dark.
And then, look, the other thing at the shop too, which has taken off, look, ever since 50 Shades of Grey came out, is, and then it continues to keep going, is the fascination with bondage and S&M stuff. And just for even your average Joe who wouldn't usually be into that sort of thing, but that movie's definitely hyped everyone up.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, though, because I think that's something that is so approachable for people. I think it's something that they feel like it's an easy entry. Mm. A little paddle, maybe some handcuffs, something like that. And that starts them down the road to awesomeness.
Yes. Yeah. Then before you know it, they're coming back for the nipple clamp.
Yes. Exactly. Hi, yes, I'd like to get a full bondage bed.
Weren't you the feather tickler lady?
Exactly.
We've all got to start somewhere. Everyone's got to start somewhere.
Absolutely.
That is so true.
I guess the next big question I would have is, are you excited for X Awards this year? 2020?
Yes, definitely. Look, I don't get away much because, you know, like with work and then the two businesses, it's just easier not to go away sometimes. You know, the work that you've got to put in to be able to go away sometimes is just not worth it. So that'll be my next, you know, my next trip away as such. So, yes, I'm super psyched for it.
Fantastic. Excellent.
Yeah, it'll be a nice time. And then, you know, Melbourne, like, you know, so just... The food, oh my God.
The food, the alcohol, yes. There's a lot of good stuff down in Melbourne.
And then the fact that it was with Sex, like the same time as Sexpo as well, because I have otherwise only ever visited the Brisbane Sexpos, but yeah, Melbourne was fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good that they're combining the two this year, that they're doing it on the same weekend as Sexpo, because it does make it a lot easier for people coming from out of town.
To be able to hit up both.
And to justify your trip, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Two birds with one stone and that sort of thing.
And Sexpo is always fun. It's it's always a little bit of a laugh and a giggle. It's good. I like
it. There was a lot happening in the Melbourne one. Like, there was, you know, everywhere you look there was something going on. It was definitely worth the entry fee.
Excellent. Plus it's a tax write-off, so woohoo.
And then the bags of shopping, you go in looking for one t-shirt and you come out with, you know, a wheelbarrow full of stuff.
You take an empty suitcase down there to fill up for the way home.
Yes, I will have to do that next time because I had to end up sending stuff back by post.
Oh no.
I couldn't fit it in my suitcase.
I derive such joy from hearing somebody who owns a store who goes to Sexpo and leaves with so much that they have to post it back. There's so much happiness I have. It's nice knowing that we're not the only ones.
And it just goes to show you how much is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And look, I went on the last day, and look, there's bargains to be had.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah.
There's definitely bargains to be had.
Nobody wants to take their kit home.
Yep. No, no, that's right. And I was happy to take it off their hands. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
It was a win-win for everybody, the way I saw it. You know?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. Yeah. That's great.
And then I thought, I'll deal with getting it home later. And then that's when I realized, yeah, you're going to have to freight or post this. You fool. But yeah, definitely empty suitcase this time.
Yeah, that's great. I think every time we go to the U.S., we do that.
We've learned to definitely take one, maybe two empty suitcases whenever we go overseas. Yeah. Even Europe, because we always find stuff in Europe as well, so...
Yeah, I just don't know how some people will go on holidays and trek on a push bike or something and take like a bum bag.
Yes.
That person is not me.
No. Yeah. Where do they fit all the latex they're going to purchase?
I do not travel light. Exactly.
And all the shoes.
And all the shoes. That's right.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah. Oh, I'll never be that person.
No, us neither. Us neither. You're in good company.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, do you have anything else that you'd like to shout out for yourself that you want to make sure that listeners know about you and your companies?
Yeah, definitely. Well, both, you know, you can check us out online. Delicious Entertainment and The Diva's Den both have websites. And
excellent.
Diva's Den, 146 Wood Street. Get wood on wood.
Oh my God.
I love it. That's fantastic.
You can never move. Oh, that's so good. Yes, and we'll put the websites in the link in the show notes for this episode for sure. So you can find that information there. And where are you on all of the social medias?
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, both the shop and Delicious Entertainment are on, and just, you know, Delicious_Entertainment_ and then at Delicious Entertainment.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we'll have those also in the show notes so that people can follow you and see what's going on. Yeah. And good luck for X Awards 2020.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. And we're back.
Yes.
That was great.
Yeah. I learned a lot. I feel like we need to make a trip up there.
When
we're allowed out of our bubbles next,
yes,
we need to make a trip up there.
I concur.
I think that'd be fun. Yeah. I don't think I've been, like, to that area. Have you?
No.
No?
Negative. Negative, Ghost Rider.
We should do that.
So, go up to Far North Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
Check out Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back and practice your dirty talk and your sexting.
Ooh.
Ooh. You can feel free to sext us. We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at By the By Podcast. You can send us your naughty emails to theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Then you can check out our website, www.bythebuy.com.au. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/bythebuypodcast. And yeah, that's... That's pretty much all the ways that we're out there.
Mm.
So go forth and sext.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say?
And come back next week
and sext.
Right.
I just want to say it one more time. Sext.
You just like that word.
Sext.
Yeah.
Sext. Hi, I'm Mr. Pent, co-host of Life on the Swing Set, and you're listening to a Swing Set Network podcast on swingset.fm.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.